frustrating. Guys frustrated, guys hurt, you know, because you don't get to the postseason that often. And when you get to the postseason, you want to win it all. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to deal with this for the next, you know, 9 months, and hoping that, you know, we can get back to this thing soon as possible. This one hurts. You know, it's crazy because we talked about it all night on the plane, got home, woke the wives up to talk about it. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, when you play this game a long time, you know, it hurts when you don't make the, you know, go all the way. And, you know, that's everyone's dream. You know, it's been my dream since I came in here in 1999 to win the Super Bowl, and I've been short, you know, first round, second round, third round, NFC Championship game. You know, those are the ones that hurts the worst. But this one's going to hurt because we knew we should have won this game. And, you know, we have to deal with it now.
What are you going to do yourself? Get some time away?
I'll go home for a while and for about a couple of weeks and then start back working out. You know, we have a great team, a great young team, great talent on this team, and we know exactly what we can do. You know, it's just that we fell short of you know, our dream, and you know, to get that dream back, it's gonna take everybody in this locker room to come back, and unfortunately, that's not gonna happen. You know, we're gonna lose a lot of great players, but we hope that the players that we do get in, we're able to step up and get us where we need to go.
Are you guys proud of rebounding from 4-4 to make it like this, or just a loss kind of wipe out that game?
You know, you kind of say you don't know which one you'd rather do. You know, if you'd rather make the postseason but not make the postseason. But I think once you're in, you're in. And, you know, we showed, especially, you know, the adversity we felt at that 4-4, we showed how we can bounce back. And we showed what kind of team we had. And our team played well. You know, it's just, we didn't, at the end of the game, we don't make the plays to win it.
Well, I remember sitting here about a month ago talking about, you know, how old you are and how well you're playing and how long you want to go. But as you're older and as a veteran, is it harder to deal with the losses in the postseason because the opportunities are shrinking?
It does. It does. It's real hard. But, you know, one thing that we do know is that we do have a good team. And we know that we can win games. And we felt like we could have won it all this year. But we have 9 months now to dwell on it, and that's one thing that you don't want to do. You know, you want to try to start football next week so you can get this, you know, get it out of your head. But it's going to be a long road, you know, for us, because we all feel that regardless of the situation, we should have won. And we had our back against the wall early on, but that's one thing that, you know, you're going into a postseason, you know, the game's not going to be easy. And you know you're going to face adversity. It's just how you bounce back from it. And as an offense, we take our hat off. I took my hat off to all the guys and said, hey, that's a good way to fight back and try to win this thing at the end. It's just, unfortunately, you know, at the end of the game, they made the play to win.
Your off-season work now, are you finding you have to do more to get yourself in shape? I mean, you're fighting.
I do the same thing I normally do. I'm not changing, you know, what I've done over my years. It's been successful for me, so I won't change it at all. But I will take a couple of weeks off, and then I'll get right back into working out and getting ready for next season.